The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
But for us, it's been like 10 minutes.
1 hour, to be exact. We got some coffee, water. We need
the best coffee, by the way.
Thank you.
Like,
do you like my system?
I'm going to start copying it.
It's all about that froth. It just like makes it makes it more fun. You know, it's like, I look forward to it. If I'm laying in bed, my alarm went off, and it's not a Celsius day, it's a coffee day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I think of it, I'm like, I get out of bed. I'm like, I'm looking forward to this right now.
Yeah.
You know? If it was something boring, like, you always have to, like, look forward to something. Otherwise, you'll be fucked.
That's true.
Life is heavy.
Yeah.
And stressful.
It's the little things.
Yeah, those are the things that change your day.
Yeah.
You know,
it was delicious. Because nice. Also, it was like an almond milk, oat milk,
yes,
creamer,
yes.
So it didn't taste
caramel
like
macchiato.
It.
No,
so good. You could taste the caramel, which yes. I'm thinking when you're doing the frothing, that really because I smelled it,
smell
I was like,
out.
That smells like caramel.
Yes, yeah. And then you just delicious. Pour the coffee, and the coffee because of the froth, the coffee mm-hmm. goes right under. Mm-hmm. And this is how they make like little shapes on top, like a yes. little car.
Yeah, they do the leaf. Yeah. Delicious. I'm revived.
Yay. I'm so thank glad. You. I'm scared now because I didn't realize it's like 3 p.m. for us, and I'm still drinking coffee. I don't drink coffee. But like not at this time.
I know. I can't do past 4 o'clock.
So I was looking at my my.
He sounds so old. What? He sounds so old. Like I can't drink coffee past 4 o'clock. I'll be up all night.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're good.
Oh. Yeah. Listen, when I woke up this morning, my phone was like so happy. Mind you. I don't wear my Apple Watch to go to sleep, and I don't use an Aura ring. Mm-hmm. But my phone was like, you had a really good night's sleep last night. And I was like, well, where is this coming from? How does it know? But it said, like, you actually slept 8 hours. You know, I never sleep 8 hours unless it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
But then it did say, like, remember, for a good night's sleep, make sure you're not drinking anything caffeinated after 4 p.m. I was like, that's why you brought it up to my head. Because I was like, what? I also do have, like, the Flow app connected to it. So maybe, you know, I don't
something
know.
Brainwaves. I mean, who knows?
I put my phone on it's not on my bed. I put it, like, but I guess, like, they didn't feel any movement or they didn't hear anything in the middle of the night. I don't know. I don't know how it knows.
I don't either.
I did sleep hard.
Yeah.
You know, and 8 hours is solid.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I need to get one of those rings though. Trey has one and he tells him like the quality of his sleep. Mm-hmm. Like the REM, the everything, like how much battery he has in his body. Like if he's, if it's like completely charged, if it's not, it's great. Yeah.
Interesting.
None of those are sponsors. yeah. I'm just promoting here for free. That being said, welcome to the show, must go on. I forgot about it.
Okay. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? You kind of know who we are.
I'm Nikki. And we're here to judge.
Yeah.
You know?
Huge.
We always do that. And today we're... Wait, because we didn't talk about this in the previous recording. Have you watched anything this past week? Like,
What we're discussing, basically.
really?
Yeah, because you know me, like,
Oh, you
just been read.
rewatched?
I've been reading.
Yeah.
You know how I am. Like, I read like five books this past week.
Holy shit. How?
Well, the thing is, if they're under 300 pages,
Oh, okay.
that to me is the sweet spot. Like anything under 300 pages is perfect.
Okay. Damn.
So yeah, I can read those in like 2 days.
Oh my God, guys, getting the agenda with Tracy. I
Not saying
cannot do
good
that for
books,
my
but
life. That's beautiful. That brain is just absorbing nonstop.
I don't know about that. I mean,
That's fucked up. You're about to get canceled, just so you know.
if I haven't already,
Oh,
I'm
God.
making fun of myself. I'm saying
Yeah.
I don't feel any smarter by it. It's more like a creative thing,
I
you
love
know, just
it.
like your imagination. And
Yeah.
like, I think I am a, like an emotional reader. Like, I like to feel connected to the
Okay.
characters that I'm reading, because I feel like if I don't necessarily, I was gonna say like a character, but I'm here for like fucked up female protagonists.
Yeah.
Like Gillian Flynn,
Oh,
Gone Girl, Sharp Object. Like,
yeah.
she's the queen of
Dude, Sharp Objects is so good.
female
Yeah.
protagonists who have baggage.
I liked Sharp Objects more
Oh,
than Gone
superior. Gone
Girl.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, way
Sharp
more.
Objects is where it's at. That
That book is just,
top tier.
yeah, so fucking good.
And she writes characters who's like, women are very flawed.
Those, she had like Gone Girl, Sharp Objects, and
Dark
Dark
Places.
Places. The book was
The
great,
book was
the
great.
film was shit.
Yeah, Charlize Theron. I'm
No.
sorry, it was so miscast.
Yeah, and then we did have the series of Sharp Objects with
Yeah.
Amy Adams,
Yeah.
and that was
It was really good. Like, they
really well
added
done.
in like a bunch of stuff that wasn't in the book,
No,
but at the same time,
but
it
it
was
didn't bother
buffering.
me. Yeah.
Yeah, which is how
Okay.
you know it's good.
Yeah, oh,
But
100%.
yeah,
100%.
so good. But yeah, so I mean, I am an emotional reader. Like, I like to feel connected to the characters, and if I'm
I
just
love
not
that
like
for you.
vibing with them, I don't think I enjoy it as much.
Okay.
You know?
You vibe.
Yeah, I got you
Yeah.
gotta, because that's how you get into it. Like, you're
Yeah.
not into it in whatever way stimulates
Yeah.
you. That's the thing. Like, some people are very intellectual readers. Like, they like nonfiction or memoirs or
Yes.
whatever it is. Like, they want to learn something. Great, good for
Yeah.
you. I think I'm more of an emotional reader. I
Well,
want to feel something.
I didn't read, obviously, but I did finish Love Island UK.
That is emotional.
This is a left turn completely. This is going in the opposite
But
of
you're feeling
absorbing
things.
knowledge.
Losing brain cells.
Yeah, I'm losing brain cells left and right, but I just gotta point out that the UK version is so much better than the USA one.
I
Obviously,
believe that.
they are the original ones. They are the ones that started this franchise. Because it is a franchise. There's like all kinds of Love Island right now. There's Love Island Game. There's like All Star Love Island, which by the way, one of my friends was like, if you just finish the UK one of the UK seasons, now you have to watch the Love Island UK All Stars. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh.
I
That's a
mean,
lot.
that's probably fun because I'm assuming it's return people like who've been
Oh,
on
yeah.
before. So you get some of
And
your
I guess there's
favorites.
some people from the season that I watch. I just watched one of the seasons. I didn't like start from the beginning. Like we looked at the beginning episodes. It was like 75 per season because they just release every single night. And there's no like 2 days that are that they have breaks. No, they're filming every day and everyone is seeing it every night, which is
That's
fucking crazy.
insane.
That production team working overtime,
They
big time.
deserve a
Yeah.
good paycheck.
I mean, I'm sure they are. Love Island is like
I mean, they're making the money.
the money's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did ask us yesterday if we watched the finale of like Traitors,
Yes, because we had
Australia.
talked about it. You were like messaging me, and we were talking about how we couldn't stand one of the traitors. His name is Sam. Terrible, terrible person.
Horrible.
Like,
I hated him.
it's one thing if like you, not justifying, but like in the game,
Yeah.
you know, like you lie, you deceive people
Yeah.
because I mean, that's face it, that's what money does, right?
Yes,
You're gonna
yeah.
be kind of terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I could tell watching it that how he was in the game is how he is in real life.
Oh, 100%.
And you know, like, such in relationship, he's gaslighting his girlfriend.
How is somebody getting this? That every time he points to him, they end up going for somebody else.
Don't even get me started on Sarah, the therapist.
Ay, Dios.
She'd be like, I don't see it. I don't say it. It's like,
yo, can you? That season had me mad the
yes.
whole fucking time.
But that's why that one was so good.
Yeah, that's really
because good the whole time I was like, come on, just yeah. yelling at them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, why
yeah.
can't these people see it? And it was like, yeah. But you know what? I do give him credit,
yeah.
Sam, that it's like he knew how to manipulate
yeah.
and turn things around.
Yeah,
because he was on the chopping block so all many the time. Times.
All the time. And then that one faithful from the beginning, that girl.
Yeah.
Like, I think Annabelle, three episodes. Something. Yeah, something. I think it was, damn. How do you remember?
I don't know about
I think it, it's I something think like that was her name. She called it out.
Yeah.
And she got fucking, got kicked out.
They were like, oh, well, then you must be the traitor. Oh. And she was like, you'll see, everybody.
Yeah.
You'll see. And then it was like, Luke.
Yes,
he was the only
they
one
were
was, like,
dropping
on side.
One by one. And all it, the people anytime, that thought of Sam, one by one.
Anytime someone would switch and be like, actually, I'm starting to see a pattern. I'm starting to see things. And then everyone else would be like, then you got to be the traitor.
And I am so glad he didn't get one penny. Because
so happy.
Because I was like, you're receiving the game you played.
I?
Motherfucker.
See, okay, because they recruited. See, I can't remember her name now.
Cool. That the FBI yeah. something. That she was, I guess, an investigator. Or
right. Yeah. And the whole time, in the beginning, I was thinking, really? That's what she did? She doesn't seem very observant.
No.
You know?
But she observed at the end. She was like, he's going to fuck us.
I think she realized the game that she was playing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes a little bit to get into it and see how.
And also, I keep seeing interviews of traitors, people that, and they say it's such a different experience to just watch it than to be in it.
Oh, I can't imagine.
You know, you guys are seeing so much and we don't see any of that.
Of course.
You're just going from the one-on-one interactions and
Right.
And you're in your head the whole time thinking
that's why I love the show, because you can see the paranoia with
everybody. Yeah, yeah.
You can't trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that
trust anybody. It's bridesmaids.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
But when they recruited her to become a traitor, and I'm thinking, oh well, she's gonna get thrown under the bus. But she did her
she
job.
She pushed through all the
she
way.
Pushed through. And then the three of them, which we've never seen in any of the seasons, because we watched all the UK, we watched Australia, I watched New Zealand, bitch, don't. All the US, never have seen all three traitors make it to the very end.
No.
And so there's a rule that says that they all have to agree.
Yeah, to share it.
To share it. But
if one of them says that they're stealing it, they keep the whole money. But if they all say that they're stealing it, nobody keeps any of the money.
But I think it was only two people could say.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the rule. They have to agree, but someone can't. It's like this whole thing. It's kind of tricky. So when they turn their boards around and it's like the two guys say steal, and I'm thinking, oh no, she probably wants to share it because she said I'm a very loyal person. And then when she turned her board around and it said steal, which means that none of them get that money, and I was like, so happy because Sam wasn't gonna get anything.
No.
He thought he was so smart.
I know, I felt bad for the other guy though, Blake, because
I did feel bad for him, but you know what? He had a chance to get rid of Sam, and he didn't.
He had so many chances to speak up. I needed him to have a stronger personality the whole time.
At the banishment table, he was going against Sam.
So weak, too.
He should have stuck to his guns. He should have gotten Sam
the
out.
Whole time. The
because
whole time.
If it had just been him, and I want to say his name was Camille, if it had just been those two at the end, they could have made it,
mm-hmm.
and then they could have shared
Camille
that.
Camille was her name. Yes. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think they would have gotten the money, but they kept saying around. So you know what? That's what they deserve.
Which just reminds me to everyone out there, if you do watch Traitors USA, you should watch Traitors Australia. Is Australia wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it
New
New
season.
Zealand one
The
sucks?
New Zealand one, don't even waste your
No,
time. Like, it's
but
ridiculous. Everybody knows
Australian.
everybody. They're like,
I.
oh, hi, Dan and Eden. And
Oh
I'm like,
no. Okay, I didn't even try because you told me not to watch.
it's terrible.
But
Don't do it.
the Australia one, oh my God, it's so well done. It's also some of the their games are so much more fun,
Yeah.
you know? So I do recommend
On your
that one.
toes the whole time. Like the ending, both of them. Like, I know I just spoiled the ending of this one. Oh, sorry. But, like, still, it doesn't even matter if you know. Like, it's still so good.
It's so good. It's so good. It's
The
so well done.
UK one is really fun, but I think
Well,
Australia.
the problem with the UK one is that we know the games. We know what's the challenges
That's true.
because
It's very similar.
it's a franchise, you
Yeah.
know. They're doing exactly the same just with UK people. So,
That's true.
yeah. Well,
Because it is in the same place. It's in the same castle in the Scottish Highlands. So
this is a whole recommendations corner that we just said. Love
I
Island,
mean,
UK,
yeah.
Traitors, Australia, you
We'll
know.
never stop talking about Traitors. I just think it's such a fun show.
I'm so glad you got into it.
Yeah.
It's so well
So
done.
into it that I'm gonna just volunteer myself to be on it.
Yes, I
Why
love
not?
that. I love that. I gotta film Trey because he wants to be in it too.
Yeah, do it. That's the thing. They're casting like
Right now.
in the US,
Yeah.
not celebrities. It's
Real
just every
people.
average Joe. So you just go on to like the NBC website and you can apply and
So
see what happens. So I mean there's some stipulations, like you have to have like a passport and blah blah blah, but
Oh, obviously,
yeah, like
because
there's
you
certain
gotta
things.
fly there probably.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you guys
We'll
know.
see.
Well, today,
On that note.
on that note about TV segue. No, it's like so not a segue, but kind of.
Well, here, The Traitors is nominated for an Emmy
For an
for Best
Emmy,
Reality
Best
TV Show.
Reality TV Show. And
Something else is nominated, a ton.
but it's not for a reality TV
No.
show. No, it's for
Comedy.
a TV series,
Yeah.
you know? All kinds
You
of
have so many
nominations. So
nominations.
many nominations around. It's in the 20s.
Yeah.
It's the show called The Studio from Apple TV. I'll read you a little synopsis of it, and we'll just say our thoughts. So, Seth Rogen stars as Matt Remick, a cinephile unexpectedly promoted to head Continental Studios. Now he must balance creative ideals with box office realities, often with hilarious and cringe-worthy results. What do you think about this TV show?
I mean, that synopsis is perfect
Yeah.
because I would say 90% of the time I was just so anxious watching this
Yeah.
because of Seth Rogen's character.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can tell that he loves movies, he loves the movie industry, he wants to do really well.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, obviously, you have executives coming at
Still a
you have
lot of
factors. You,
factors.
yeah, there's so many factors, and just not realizing what goes
Yeah.
into making a movie.
Yeah.
Because I think the average person, if you don't know what it's like, I
Oh,
mean, you just
yeah,
think,
you
like,
have
oh,
no idea.
someone writes a script, and they bring it to a studio, and they green light it, and someone
Yeah.
gives them the money, and then they get a director, and they get the actors, and they film it, and
And
it's
boom.
that's it.
Yeah,
Put it
no.
in theaters.
There's
No,
so many logistics.
so much more to it, which I love that they show us
Yeah.
like what it is probably really like. But yeah, a lot of it is anxiety inducing
Yeah.
for sure with his character, but it creates such good comedy. Like I
It's
laughed
so good.
a
Yeah.
lot,
Yeah.
which is nice. So I really enjoyed it. I think it's great. And such a good
Yeah.
cast. Oh my
Same.
gosh.
My same thoughts. So I think it's first, I love this you know, how technology is moving along, you know, when it comes to films. And now we have this new style of filming, which is like one shot, and they're bringing this into the show left and right.
I love
I love it. Feels like
one
you're
shot.
there with them
Yeah.
the whole time. You're listening to their conversations. The camera's moving the way a human would move.
Yeah.
And then I just think it's really hard to make this type of comedy now. You know, there's a lot of boundaries now, and you know, limitations, because you know, we were very ignorant like 20 years ago.
Probably even less than that. I mean, I watched
Even
some episodes of The Office
yeah,
from
like
like the later aughts, and I'm like, ooh, we can't do that now.
no, yeah. And the thing is, like, you know, with The Office, you're kind of like educating an ignorant person. You know, that's pretty much like the gist of it. But there's like stuff that this show just it's very fucking funny without having to cross the boundaries. You know, it is so well done. It's so fast. It's so raw in the sense of like, this is how studios work, you know? And I was looking at this interview, and they didn't know if, you know, Hollywood was going to accept this show, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
They were scared. But to be accepted, and it means like people agree with what we're seeing. So I really, really liked it. I loved every minute of it. I think the acting was just delicious. You know, everyone was on point. The direction was great. The cinematography, because we see like what sets are like, but also like when they're in the office talking left and right. The stories are good. And obviously the guest stars.
Oh
There's not one
gosh.
episode without
Big names.
a big name in
Yeah.
it, you know. So it I loved every second of it, and it's one of those shows that you can't miss 1 second, because you'll
No.
miss a joke.
Yes.
You know,
Right.
you have to be on it
It's really
and up for
smart,
your
really
phone
fast.
away.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those shows where like I'm not looking at my phone 'cause
I'm not.
I'm into
I'm
it.
so into it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's
Like
so
good
good.
character development, good storylines.
Yes. Well, let's talk about those characters. So we have Seth Rogen as Matt Remick. We have Catherine O'Hara as Patty Lee. Oh, she's so good.
So
Which,
funny.
by the way, she is nominated for both this show, and she's also nominated for The Last of Us.
Oh, Catherine O'Hara, I think.
Yes. Then we have Ike Barinholtz, who plays Saul Saperstein. He was very, very funny.
He's a really funny guy.
He's so
Like
funny. I also
any.
feel like this is a great character for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's very well casted.
Because I feel like sometimes with the roles that he gets, they're like surface level.
But this one had
It
way
was a
many
little
layers.
deeper, yeah, with some of the scenes and some of the things, like his relationship with his daughters and stuff. Like just because we only get a little bit, but we can see that there's more to him than
In that
meets the
first
eye.
episode, you know that he wants that because he wanted the position that Matt Remick ha gets on that first episode. And when he's saying like, oh yeah, like, oh, I have a phone call, and then he goes like into the phone call, and he's like, fuck my life, and then he like puts a line of coke, and then he's like, oh, this guy, he said hi, and then he just keeps walking. Like, I just love how real that shit is, you know. It's like you're pretending to be fine, but you're not.
Right.
Then we have Katherine Hahn, obviously, as Maya Manson, Mason. She is a comic that like we don't come around them so much.
No.
She is so
She can
talented.
do anything.
Yes.
Like this character is really different, like how she dresses, how she acts.
But I believe every second of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then we
Love
have Chase Sue Wonders, who plays Quinn Hackett. I don't think she's done a lot, mm-hmm. and she is brilliant.
Yeah.
She's so good. Yeah. I also feel like when you come into a show like this with these actors,
I think you have to level up.
Oh, you have to level up very, very, very high. Mm-hmm. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're fucked.
Right. Yeah. Like you don't look good compared to everyone else.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You don't want that to happen, right? You
never want that to happen.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's on. Bryan Cranston is in this as well. He's like one of the studio execs.
He is the CEO.
CEO, thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
And oh my gosh. He's nominated as well for an Emmy.
He's also nominated for an Emmy.
Like, he's not in it a super ton. Like, he's not in every episode.
No.
But when he is on screen,
oh my god, he's so fun. And he's brilliant. And it's also, like, I think it's also funnier because we know him as a serious actor. And he's, like, I see him as, like, a serious dude.
Well, I mean, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, like, he can play serious roles because he's a serious guy. Yeah. That's why. And then to see him play this fucking role was just magical for me.
Yeah, because it's a lot of physical comedy, too. I think that's really difficult to combine everything. Like, the mannerisms and...
I know, it's just everything. So let's just go over some of these, like, episodes. So the first episode is called The Promotion, and it's basically when Matt Remick gets the promotion because the position that Patty Lee, who's Catherine O'Hara's a character, had before him.
Right.
So
it gets the boot.
Yeah. And, you know, it works out the best for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'd say even better because you have less of the responsibility.
Yeah.
But I mean, she still gets what she wants. She's like, I just want producer credits.
Exactly.
Right.
And then, you know, the ride on that first, their pilot, probably that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They, you get hooked right away on this show. It's so well done. And right away in that first episode, we have guest stars. We have Scorsese, and then we have Charlize Theron, you know, right away. And Charlize Theron has like two lines on this episode. Now, each one of these episodes have, you know, a guest in them.
Yeah.
And get a guest or five, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how they hook us in with the story when Matt Remick gets the job that he always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically in this like state of what the fuck am I gonna do? I have a CEO that wants me to make basic ass movies because it's only focusing on the money. And then him himself wants to make like
artsy fartsy, like
really meaningful films,
right.
You know? And
I love that though, where it's bumping heads.
Yeah,
it's like, because that I get it, like you want to make beautiful films and make people feel things,
yeah.
And then it's like,
oh, it's like, no, but money,
we're gonna make a movie about the Kool-Aid Man,
yeah. What? then we have like the second episode is called The Wanner. A Meta Wanner episode with Sarah Polley and Greta Lee guest starring.
Oh my gosh. I love that episode.
Yeah. It's okay, so tell us about that episode, good. T.
That's what I'm saying. This is like one of the episodes where I was just like, oh my god.
Stress.
So stressed and anxious because Matt and Sal go to the set of a movie. They're filming at this like gorgeous house in the hills. They're shooting this pivotal, like, last shot of this movie.
And in a sunset.
The timing has to be right. Perfect. Which also is, like, another thing that sometimes you don't think about when you watch a movie. Yeah. But, like...
And it's the one shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's the last shot of the film.
Yeah.
You have one chance to do it.
And they only want to do one shot. Like, it's filming in one take.
Yes.
One take. Yep. That's what,
Exactly. So you're thinking, okay, this couldn't be any easier. except Matt's there.
Yeah, and they say it from the beginning, like they set it up for us. Like Matt cannot go to the sets because he always creates chaos.
Yeah,
first people are already scared of him because he's like quote unquote the boss, but he also doesn't. He has no social cues. He doesn't know how to behave, and that's the cringe-worthy part.
Yes,
you know you're cringing anytime he's like, around. Like
sit here and shut up, and he can't do it.
He can't.
He's a child.
He wants to be liked so bad.
I know, and I think that's also what makes it so cringy. Yes. Yeah. Like he has a lot of great ideas.
Yeah. But
when it comes to, he wants to be a friend.
Execute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not their boss. Exactly. Which is like, well, you are in a position now where you
very Michael Scott of him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like you have to be the boss.
Yeah.
You have to put your foot down with things and you can't be buddy buddy. And he's not there yet.
So he's not. And then, you know, the moment he gets there and Patty Lee says to him, what the fuck are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Like right away, she's like, no, 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 no. She knows this is about to be a disaster. And there's so many moments that there's so many ways he ruins the take. So many ways. But my favorite one is the one where they're filming and he comes out of the bathroom to talk to her. Like nothing. He's like, oh, so I have something to tell you. Somebody and they're like,
they could have waited.
Yeah. I was like, no, 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 no. They're filming.
Yeah, like she's literally like walking down the hall. Oh, and then he's God. Like, she's like, we're filming. And you turn around and there's the camera crew right
it's
there.
It's just
guy and.
It's just such good comedy. Then when they're like, you need to sit behind here.
Yep.
And they're just trying to take that one shot and do it perfectly with the sun going down perfect. And he just can't stop talking.
And he's trying to like put in his ideas. Well, what if you do? Oh, she had the cigarette. Like, put the cigarette back in. Do this thing. And they're like, okay, fine. Hey, can we get prop? Like, get a cigarette. Like, it's a whole thing.
Just and then that final moment of that one episode when she has to get on that car. But his car is blocking the fucking exit.
That made me laugh so hard. Because I was thinking about that when they parked. I was like, can he park there?
Whose car? When they say whose car, I was like.
Right away, we're like, that.
Yep, that's his car. That's where he parked.
Yep.
And the way they start running out of that set. And they bumped into them with the coffee spilling on the crew.
Yeah.
And. I have seen the behind the scenes of how they filmed that and the camera work that takes for them to do all of that in one
parkour, take. Parkour. They're like handing things off.
Handing camera, stacking on the car.
Yeah.
You know? And I also saw that, I think I sent to you that video that they said that filming that episode felt like what they were filming about.
Yeah.
Because it was getting very, very dark.
Yeah.
While they were doing it. It's like, okay, we need to roll because it's actually getting dark right now.
Yeah.
So it was
That's funny. Yeah.
Very interesting they were living what they were filming.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that's just magic. That's like Hollywood magic. I love that shit. Yeah. You know?
It's so fun. And then it's like, they don't get the shot. No. I promise they don't get the shot. And it's like, oh my God. Because that's so much money for the studio. And they don't have the money. If Matt had
and they're like, we'll give you the money for tomorrow. And they're like, no, they're all traveling for other projects.
Right.
Like, it's very limited fucking time.
Yeah. Like, you have to stay on schedule. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
such a good episode. Because you get, more of Matt's character.
Yeah. And the dynamic that he has in there.
Right.
It's a disaster.
Like, how Patty is. Like, she could tell she has great rapport with
with everyone.
Yeah.
They love her.
Adore her, absolutely.
Yeah. So. And he's just trying to be liked the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the note. Matt hesitates to critique a legendary director. Sharp, witty writing, lauded by critics.
This is the one with Ron Howard?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just feel like I need to rewatch this show.
Watch over and over.
Yes, it's so freaking good. But yeah, it's sad because he wants to be liked so much that he has like the hardest time giving feedback.
Right.
You know, constructive feedback. Yes. And I think
Well, also because you're working with big personalities too.
Yeah.
So it's like, especially artists, they don't want to be told that what they put their heart and soul and sweat and blood and tears into, that there's something wrong with it.
No, you don't want, you never like, want to say that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. So. And in that episode, you know, it's so funny when they're watching it back and they're like, yeah, okay, this is great. And then it's like, actually, this is not done. We have like another hour and a half of this fucking film.
Yep.
And it just dives into a whole another story.
And then at the end, they're just like,
they're like, no.
What was that?
Yeah. Like it changed everything, you know? And then he just wants to like, he wants to be liked so much that the director is like, well, you know how meaningful this was for me. And he's like agreeing. And it's like, dude, you have a job here to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's hard, the confrontation, but you have to do it. You
have to do it.
You know.
Because there's money on the line. Like, at the end of the day, it is business.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the whole thing is, like, Ron Howard writes and directs this movie about, like, when he was younger, he lost his cousin.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's, like, personal for him. And that's the part of the movie that they want to take out.
Yeah. Because it adds on like an hour and a half. And it's like, I also feel like we don't know much about it. But I do think like these are the things that you talk about in interviews rather than putting it on a film.
Sure.
You know, this was my intention.
Right. Like you maybe allude to those things.
Yeah. Because like, I think you don't like put the whole thing.
A fever dream.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a father who loses his son.
Yeah.
But then at the end, he's like with the son. Walking around this hotel, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, they had no idea. That was so fucking funny.
I love
that's so, such a good one
that
too.
Was good. And then like Anthony Mackie too is in that episode.
Yes,
and it's just so funny when he says something to Anthony Mackie too, because he's like, so like, what do you think about it? And Anthony Mackie's like, oh, I fucking hate it, man. It's terrible. And then it's like, oh, okay. Like you feel the same way that we do.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, we'll work together to tell Ron.
Yeah.
And they bring in Ron, and then Anthony's like, best thing I've ever done.
I know.
And Matt's like, what the fuck? You traitor.
Yeah.
You turned on me.
Yeah.
So even that, just, oh, so funny.
It's so fucking funny. Then we have a fourth episode, which is The Missing Reel. God, that was also very funny. A film reel disappears, threatening production. Olivia Wilde delivers standout satire. I thought Zac Efron is in that episode too.
He's in this one.
It was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know, I also think like the story that a reel is missing, I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, we see...
But they're, like, going old school, and they're actually using reels. Because they were like, when's the last time anybody used an actual reel? Yes.
Like, and it's, like, all this. Like, they wanted the quality of the
right.
of the image to be a specific style.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing that story develop and, like, Zac Efron having a party, not inviting him. He shows up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here? It's just... more cringe-worthy times, but it's still so funny, you know?
I also really like the way that that episode was shot, because they do it like a mystery, where it's like...
Yeah, everyone, you're investigating.
And the fedora, like a you know, 1950s private dick type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was a rainy Saturday on set. You know that?
Yes. Like, the theme of it was like, really, really
like
good.
Like film noir. Like, I like those kind of episodes, so I kind of love that they did that.
Yeah, and like, at the end, it finishes outside of the theme when they're, like, in the fucking hill and, like, they're, like, running fighting. After the,
he's running after the film.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. It's so well done. And, again, like, Olivia Wilde did a great job. Zac Efron did a great job. Everyone that was there was like there were like four guest stars on that episode. I think everyone did amazing. Then we have The War, which is internal office battles ignite as Gwen and Sal clash. They're both pitching in films. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it was. They were pitching in films.
I think what it was is they wanted to do like a horror film, and they each had a writer that they wanted to use.
Yeah.
So it was like they're trying to get their writer pitched
yeah
to get the the project.
Yeah. And honestly, I do believe this happens too.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. It's like, what's going to be the best script? Who's going to pitch it in the best?
Right. Who's available?
And yeah.
They have to say
how
yes
much money
too.
Is it going to cost? Yeah. Like, all those things. But to see that side, you know, to make a light of it too, you know, we're fighting the whole time for like a whole day.
Throwing breakfast burritos,
running around the studio.
Yeah.
You know,
chasing after people to talk to them.
Yes.
Like, hey, so I have an idea.
Yeah. That was so well done. I loved that episode so much.
Very good.
I keep thinking, like, I can't remember if they release the episode once a week. Yeah, they do. They do. Hmm. Then we have that was funny. Then we have the pediatric oncologist, which is like Matt navigates ego at a gala with his doctor girlfriend. I was so on his side this whole episode, you know, because they were like kind of like criticizing him, you know, for his
pretentious,
yeah, for his job. Yeah,
they're like, oh, you're in film.
Yeah, like I'm like, dude, do you have any fucking feelings? Because you know, being in art, you have to have like emotion, you know.
And listen, I can argue on their side and say he's not saving lives, like right now.
Yeah,
because they're literally like working with kids who have cancer.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they were being
assholes
about it for sure. Mm-hmm. But also Matt was a little bit too.
Yeah, you know? But I was on his side the whole time. Yeah. I think like at the table, like the point that they were making weren't as valid, you know?
He had good arguments.
He had such strong arguments. Yeah. I was so happy for him.
Because he is so, see, and that's where it is. You can tell the passion.
That he loves it. Yeah.
Movies.
And the whole time I was thinking like, why are you with her?
Yeah,
because like, she's so not supportive.
Yeah, at nothing all. In common.
Nothing, zero.
Yeah.
She was such an asshole, but she played that really fucking well. Yeah,
that was a fun episode for sure.
So the episode called Casting, which is detailed sparse, presumably focuses on casting choices and conflicts. That episode fucking killed me.
Funny, because that is exactly,
I
feel
thinking,
like this is what they deal with in
exactly. Them. I kept thinking this is exactly what they're probably dealing with nowadays.
Right.
Because you have to be very delicate. Very, very delicate.
Right.
With your casting choices, you know.
Are we being racist? Are we being sexist? Are we being homophobic? God. Are we being, are we playing into cultural appropriations? Are we doing, like, so many questions and, like, towing the line?
Yeah. And it's also, like, when they're, like, okay, if we cast them as the cool lady, is that too much in the face?
Right.
You know, but then it's like, I think like, who did they want to make a lesbian? Was it like one of the daughters or something like that?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the LGBTQ, you know, it's like.
They want to include everybody.
Yeah. I was like, you're trying too much at the same time.
Right. Because they had it perfectly. They were like, Ice Cube is going to be the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Then we have.
Zoe Saldana.
Someone is going to be the wife. And then we have the kids and like, we're done.
Yes. Yeah.
And then someone has to bring up, well.
Yeah.
What
maybe
if
this might be a lot.
And then it just.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It's going downhill. Well, we got to switch an Asian kid at some point. They thought about it. I was like, what the?
Now we have to have it mixed. Sandra Oh, we'll put her as the mom.
God.
Oh, are we playing into like cultural appropriation? Because if we have a black guy who's playing the Kool-Aid man and it's like, I love Kool-Aid.
Ah, oh, that was such a good fucking
And
episode.
Then I love that Matt goes to Ice Cube and he was like,
so what do you think?
Yeah, about this. And he's like, if I'm not playing the motherfucking like Kool-Aid man, then I ain't doing nothing. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, man. It's just, it's so good.
It's again,
it's like
how
you deal with
these nowadays conflicts. Yeah.
Like, it's very current.
Yes.
For sure. Like,
yeah,
it makes sense. And I think they do a really good job.
Okay, so one of my favorite episodes. Yes, the Golden Globes.
Oh,
so Matt craves recognition during awards night, heavy with cameos including Charli D'Amelio, Zoe Kravitz, Quinta Brunson. We got
your favorite Adam Scott.
We got Adam Scott, who, by the way, I love that you're like, yeah. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I had dinner with.
Basically.
Hey, I can say that. Yeah. You will never know.
That's true.
Do you listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
If you do, we had dinner together. No, actually, I did see him at a restaurant. He was sitting on a table right next to us. He was with his wife and his son. And it was just, I was starstruck and I couldn't fucking wait to be like, hey, when is season 3 coming out? Because we cannot wait.
Are you filming Severance?
It does not look like he was filming. I hated that. He needs to get back to work. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do see Adam Scott. We also see Jean Smart. We see a bunch of people.
A lot of people make cameos, which makes sense because you're an award ceremony.
Yes. But then we also have to put a plate on another side, specifically for Zoe Kravitz. Like, this girl fucking ate that role. Yeah. She did so fucking good. That episode makes me laugh so much because the recognition that Matt wanted, Saul Saperstein gets it.
Yes.
And he gets it by accident. He gets it in a little joke, you know, and then he just becomes joke of the show.
Snowballs, and everyone's thanking him. And they're like, I had never met him before, but Saul Saperstein.
Yeah.
He's in the back just like, it's me.
So good. So good. So well done.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Matt's like,
just very grumpy. And this is why people are not fans of him. Right. Because he craves the attention so much. And it's like, bro, calm the fuck down.
Right.
Like, have a little something. You are, like, you have a big position here.
Right.
You know, so.
And, I mean, when you look at how many people it goes into making a film, what, you're going to stand up there and thank literally fucking everybody?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, don't get your panties in a twist if they don't say your name.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I cannot wait for season 2.
Yeah.
So excited. But the Golden Globes is one, and I just thought about, you know, we did talk to Giovanni to watch the show. He watched the first episode and said, it's not for me, because I guess he's very special. He cannot watch anything. But I'm going to tell him, listen, just watch the Golden Globes episode.
You watch Straw. Like, you can watch this.
Oh, my God. Yes, he watched many movies.
Right. I mean, this is a comedy. It's funny. We all need that in our lives. Good little laugh.
But if he's not going to watch, he should watch the Golden Globes. And I think if he watches that, maybe he'll get hooked. I don't know. That episode is like top tier for me because of the amount of guest stars and the fact that everyone agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone said, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And it's.
This is the first season, too.
Exactly. So exactly.
It's not like.
Like, everyone believed in the project right away.
Right. Like, it's not like White Lotus, where now people are all clamped. Like,
everyone wants to be in it. Yeah. Right. No, this. Everyone believed in this show right away.
Right.
Which, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the second to last episode is the CinemaCon episode. And it's A Misadventure at CinemaCon. With Mushrooms and Griffin's Meltdown, features Dave Franco, Rhea Perlman. I gotta say, Dave Franco did so good in that episode.
Yeah, he's good.
Which I do want to watch that film that he has with his wife.
Allison Brie together.
Together. I want to watch it so bad. I'm going to check if it's on, like, Fandango at home. Yeah, he did so well in this, like, guest episode, and that party scene where they have the table full of dessert that they're all laced basically with mushrooms. I kept thinking the fact that some of these people are eating it and not even second guessing that it has it. It's like, are you from not in Hollywood at all? Because Zoe Kravitz goes in and has how many, like 4 brownies?
Oh my God.
They're like, how many did you have? She's like, 4.
She's like, I left wherever she was, got on a flight. I'm starving.
And she...
This is not craft services. Sorry.
She also just, like, they lock her in that room.
That was...
Overnight.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and she's just all over the place.
She's high as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Like, how do you... It's one thing, like, if you're drunk. You give someone water and coffee, you give them a shower, you give them, like, heavy, greasy food or something like that, and they can sober up.
Yeah.
But how do you bring someone down from a high, especially when they're that high?
Like, yeah. What do you do?
What can you do? Yeah.
You can't really do anything. They have to sleep it off.
Exactly.
Somehow. And if they're that high, they don't have time. And if they're that high, they're probably not sleepy.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So that was
disaster.
Yeah, chaos.
Because this is, the last two episodes are in Vegas.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, these two episodes
are the funniest. I feel like those last three, it's like peak. Like, you just keep going up.
Yeah, for sure.
We have the Golden Globes, CinemaCon, Darcy in Vegas, and then the final episode, which is the presentation at CinemaCon.
Right.
Where everyone is high as fuck. Nobody has slept 1 minute, nothing.
It's a disaster. Then also the CEO, Bryan Cranston, is also completely fucked up.
He ate so many.
Like, his legs aren't working.
But I also think he really didn't know how there was so many drugs in those desserts and that food. Because he was drinking and then he started eating those and he just got he was a disaster.
Yeah.
He was worse than Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, 1,000%.
He was naked.
He was basically, naked and unconscious.
Yes.
They were like, we don't know what to do. And they have to go on stage and give this presentation. I mean, it's CinemaCon.
Like, it's really CinemaCon and to be like, hey, these are the films that we have. These are the actors that are in it.
Right. Like, they're highlighting their major movies.
Their projects. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. And they all have to speak.
Right.
So, including... Bryan Cranston's character.
And Zoe's supposed to come out because she's going to be in this, like, huge... it's like a superhero.
She is a superhero, yes.
Going to be, like, huge box office hit. Yeah. So she's supposed to make a presentation. So it's like... I felt so anxious.
Yeah,
on a different note,
whole time.
It was Matt.
Yeah.
And now it's like, he's actually, like, the focused, calm one who's like, okay, we have to, like, figure out what to do when everybody else is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. Makes me want to watch it. Yes.
Yeah. So funny.
So yeah, those last two episodes are like their peak when it comes to comedy because it's like climax happening.
Right.
You know, everything is just crumbling down. Also, just like, you know, when they were filming it, you're watching it, but you know when they were filming it, they were probably laughing their ass off the whole time.
So much fun.
Like, when I saw Bryan Cranston come out of that room naked, only in his whitey tighties, and with his two, what's it called?
The suspenders.
He had two suspenders.
Well, yeah, it was like a, what is it?
He had something.
It's like a bodysuit for men. It's kind of what it looked like.
It is so fucking funny, and he can barely fucking walk.
Yeah,
and I
falling
and then
out
like
of the fountain.
Patty is just trying to destroy him somehow.
Yes, that's the best part too. Like,
genius.
She's calling the reporter.
Yeah, and they said, "What did you call?"
Yeah,
you know, he's like giving a blowjob to a statue. It's just fucking crazy. Like,
grabbing the boobies.
As you can see, we fucking love this show.
It's
but
so good.
Before we go into like awards and scores, do you have fun facts of this show?
I have a few things. I mean, there's so much stuff online.
Yeah, and still stuff are coming out about, you know, behind the scenes of this film. I just also kept thinking that this is like, this show, if you don't trust your cast, you're fucked. That's like what was the other show that we watched that it was like, if you don't trust adolescents, like, you have to put all your trust in me. I think like with the crew, they're so professional, you know, in the sense of like they rehearse a lot what they're gonna do, but with acting there's more room for improv. So I think, like, in that sense, I kept thinking, like, you have to just be like, I'm not gonna stress over it, I'm gonna let them go through it,
which,
you know?
I think with this cast, you have a lot of people done improv and comedy.
Yeah.
So they're really comfortable.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, let's see where let's this see, goes.
Yeah.
I'm going to yes and you.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So you, I'm sure there's so many moments that weren't written in that they kept.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, let's just go with it.
I love that. Sometimes you get those, the best moments from things that aren't written.
Little
it's just organic. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. But, I mean, there's so many videos on, like, TikTok.
Oh, my God, yeah. Seth Rogen is posting them all, because I think that this might be his, like, he's very proud of this project.
As he should be.
He should be. This is, like, his top project, I think.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not, like, a huge Seth Rogen fan.
No, I think he's a good writer. Like, he does, like, Superbad is such a good fucking movie.
That is funny, yeah. I will
like,
say.
He's a good writer, but mm-hmm. him as, like, an actor, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Because I loved all those like movies that he's done, and I think he's been the writer of them, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the writing is great. The comedy part is great. It's just him, like his characters.
Right. This is a little different for him.
He's so different.
Yeah.
So different. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Very I'm excited to hear these.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have like a bunch because.
Well, whatever you have, yeah, I'll be like pumped.
You can. I'll give you a few. So part of the show was shot at Fox Studios in Century City, California.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it pretty much was filmed on an actual studio lot. The character Griffin Mill, which, I'm pretty sure that was Bryan Cranston's character.
Yeah.
So Griffin Mill has the same name as Tim Robbins' character in The Player, where he runs a movie studio.
Oh, interesting.
So I kind of love like a nod to other films. In an interview in Variety, Catherine O'Hara admitted that she had active COVID while shooting and that, quote, I did a test because we were trying to finish shooting and we were leaving town in a day or two. So we had to shoot all those scenes. Okay. Which I'm like, I don't know if that's commitment or
dangerous
or like a big middle finger to the rest of the cast.
Yeah. But also I think like, I'm sure they're all vaccinated and stuff, but I'm thinking like she's older. She needs to be more careful.
Right.
Well, you know?
I mean, they're so busy. Like we've had it even with the vaccinations, like you get it, you're out for the count like 2 weeks at least.
Shit.
Oh my gosh, I remember when you had it.
Yeah,
that was fresh.
Horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
And the opening shot of the studio is approximately 7 minutes long, which so it's, I'm guessing that's probably one of the longest ones that they filmed. So when you think about it, that is really long.
Yeah, that's
especially like all in one place, because they do like move around quite a bit, like within the studio lot and everything.
Yeah,
but I mean, 7 minutes is like a good bit. Like you can't imagine the rehearsal process for that.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much rehearsal.
It's so much, because I mean we've done live theater.
Yeah,
know? So we know like how it is, just like action and like go.
Yeah,
you know, and like if you fuck up, like you still got to keep going, but it's got to be different with the cameras and making sure that you hit certain marks and your head's a certain angle, and like I those parts of it are probably just so much more difficult
than stage. So. I always think of like the Golden Globes one, because the distance of shots is so far. They're not like, they go from here to like there to the stage to sell supper scene in the back.
True.
Like that, those takes,
I mean, it's like a huge room, and then they go behind the stage.
Yeah, like there's so much in that one episode when it comes to like direction of the cameras. So I was like, oof. Like that must have taken like a few days for just that one scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. And like when you have that many people and like knowing where you need to be so you don't mess up a shot. And
everyone involved. Crazy. Yeah.
But so good.
Well, thank you for those. So these are the awards. So Astra TV Awards, are those in UK? I think so.
I'm not familiar.
I've heard about them. Of many times. So they have 14 nominations, which is a lot, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
for sure. Best comedy, best actor, Seth Rogen, best supporting actress, O'Hara, and directing, The Wanner. It's in a few of the 14 nominations. They also have Television Critics Association Awards. They already won Outstanding Achievement in Comedy, which I, listen,
yeah,
it's fucking, it's top tier comedy.
Yeah. Right.
Then the Emmy nominations, I don't have the exact number, but it's like around 25, 26 nominations that they got. All their guest actors were nominated, if I'm not mistaken. We have Cranston, Franco, Scorsese, Howard, Kravitz. They also have cinematography, casting, music, editing, production, design. I hope they win editing because that must have been very, very hard.
Oh, of course.
They also have outstanding comedy series and lead role, supporting roles, direction, and writing are also nominated. The Emmys are in September, so we'll probably know. I hope they fucking take all of them.
I have a feeling.
Because I keep thinking, I'm like, what other comedies? We have Abbott Elementary, which is great. But it's just like, this is bringing something fresh, something new.
Right.
We also have Only Murders in the Building is the other one.
Nobody wants this.
Hacks is good. Nobody wants this was great, but it's just something about this show that's just very different.
Yeah.
Now the Rotten Tomatoes give it a 93%, which is very good. It's exactly what they deserve.
Yeah.
They probably deserve 100 in my opinion. And then IMDb, it was like per episode, so we would not get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But The Wanner got a 9 out of 10 for IMDb. That's very high.
Yeah.
IMDb is tough because it's people voting.
Right.
And then most of the responses from the critics are very, very good. I'm going to read you a few. Let me make sure this doesn't go to sleep. We have, like, the Washington Post noted the blend of technical ambition and witty humor despite minor pacing unevenness. The People's Magazine praised insider comedy and Rogan's performance, though noted occasional prioritization of cleverness over laughs. AP News compared to Veep. I never watched Veep.
I watched like the first couple episodes of the first season. It's funny, and I mean, what a great cast.
My issue
is I just don't do political
comedy shows. Yeah,
but because it is a comedy, it's probably making fun of it. Like, I should get back into it, but
yeah. And then AP News compared to Veep, what I just said, recognizing its satirical depth and reverence for filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite cameo?
Probably Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, she just ate that role. She did so good.
I mean, my favorite part is when she's in the hotel room and she's like standing on the desk. And poor Catherine O'Hara's like, let's put your shoes on.
Yeah.
Like a fucking kid. Like,
yeah.
Put your shoes on. She's like,
yes.
Screaming and freaking out. And like, just that alone for me, like, so funny.
She was very funny. I think at one point she was kind of crawling on the floor.
Yeah.
But I also loved her part when she was like in the curtains when they're at CinemaCon.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to convince her.
Right.
To not do this.
Right.
And she's like, I'm going to do it.
Walk
like, I'm a good actress.
Yeah.
You know? And
she nails it.
She really did.
That's so funny too. Like a total fucking mess. And goes out and there is like, picture it.
Yes.
It's a dark, like.
High as fuck. Yeah. I love that. I mean, as you can hear us, we.
Who is your favorite cameo?
I know
it's hard because there's so many.
There's so many. I do think Zoe was the best one because, I don't know, there's just, like, something about her. She's such a good actress, and she doesn't do comedy
much. I was going to say, I've never
seen her do that. And to see her do that was just... Very, very well done. But there was, I don't think Cranston is a guest, though.
Yeah, I don't see him. I see him, like, I know he wasn't in all of it, but he still had, like, enough of a role. And yeah, he was in multiple episodes. That, to me, he was a minor character.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a guest appearance.
But I gotta say, as a guest appearance, I really, really like Sarah Polley and Greta Lee in the second episode. Mm-hmm. Greta Lee, at the end, when she's like, oh, like, if you get me this, you know, I'll do this for you. But Sarah Polley, as the director of that film, the way she was getting so annoyed, it was just very well done. I just feel like everyone that he had was good.
Everyone showed up to work.
There
were no weak links. Because, you know, sometimes, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Nope.
Never once had that impression. Like, you knew everyone was so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah.
They showed up to work.
Yeah.
They had fun.
They had so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop talking so you can go watch it if you haven't.
It's worth it.
It's so worth it. Really is.
Because I was kind of on the fence because I know you had started watching. You're like, come on, it's so good. And I was like, oh, okay. And I mean, the episodes are short. It's like 30 minutes.
I would never recommend a shitty show.
No, no, I know. I should know better. But I know. But I was like, okay, well, you know, let me put it on. And right away, I was like, okay, like, I love the setup. Like,
I love this.
Yeah. Love the setup of it. Love the cast. It was super funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
What a great film.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great show. Well, that's it for today.
A great show about film.
Yes. A great show about filming.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. I feel like we didn't really spoil anything because there's so much in the show. There's so much.
Yeah.
But let us know your thoughts. If you've seen it, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think they're going to win. I hope they get all the awards and all the...
I think they're going to do pretty well.
Yeah. The accolades that they deserve. That's pretty much it for today, guys.
Yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Watch The Studio once again. I want to watch it again.
I mean, I'm probably going to rewatch
it. Yeah,
it's one of those shows.
Funny.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon. Talk to you soon.
Bye.